The accounting firm Arthur Andersen, under fire in the Enron affair, is taking new steps to try to salvage its credibility. Tomorrow, Andersen's CEO, Joseph Berardino, is scheduled to testify at a congressional hearing, and the company has announced it's bringing in former Fed Chairman Paul Volcker to help revamp the way Andersen does business. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
For weeks now, Arthur Andersen has been on the offensive, hoping to recover from a barrage of criticism over its role in the failure of Enron. Andersen had already asked former U.S. Senator John Danforth to recommend improvements the company could make, and now it's called in Paul Volcker. The cigar-chomping, 6'8" former Federal Reserve chairman is credited with helping to tame the raging double-digit inflation of the 1970s and early 80s. Volcker says the entire accounting industry is in a crisis.
I don't think these difficulties are limited to Andersen, although they're certainly in the spotlight now. But I think it will mean changes in the end in the amount and degree and direction of the consulting that they do. The consulting has been, in some ways, for these firms more important than their auditing.
In 2000, Andersen earned $27 million for its consulting work from Enron and another $25 million in audit fees. Critics have charged that firms that earn hefty fees from consulting work for their clients and then turn around and audit their books have a conflict of interest. Andersen has promised to abide by any recommendations that Volcker's committee comes up with.
Andersen clearly knows that their potential livelihood as an organization is on the line.
Professor Paul Brown heads the accounting department at New York University's Stern School of Business.
This is essentially unprecedented for a private partnership to put in place a body that will really have tremendous ability to oversee the organization.
But while the extent of the committee's work is still to be determined, Andersen has announced what it calls a first step, limiting the scope of its services. The accounting firm says, for example, if it is hired as an independent auditor, it will no longer offer internal auditing services for U.S.-based clients. It also promised not to perform certain technology consulting services. Those changes were announced just a day after Enron released a document which blasted both Enron executives and Andersen for the company's massive bankruptcy. The so-called Powers Report says Andersen did not fulfill its financial responsibilities as auditor. Andersen's response, it was Enron's business practices, not its audit, that caused Enron to fail. Dan Raff with the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School says it's important to remember that the Powers Report is the result of an internal Enron investigation.
So one shouldn't assume that the Powers report is either a complete account of everything you might be interested in along these lines at Enron or an unbiased one. On the other hand, they knew there would be a great deal of public scrutiny of the report. My working assumption would be that everything in it is, in a literal sense, true. It may be that there's other stuff that you would also want to know that perhaps reflects less well on the Enron board.
Raff says by calling on Paul Volcker, Andersen is trying to show it's serious about its reform efforts. Andersen is not alone in making changes. Several of the Big Five accounting firms have said they are putting limits on some of their consulting practices. That's a sharp reversal for those businesses. Just a few years ago, they fought a bitter battle against regulators trying to restrict them. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.